The interview of Dr. Carl Anderson that you're about to hear regarding mangosteen and oral health will be conducted by Mr. Sherman Unkifer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sherman Unkifer, premier distributor with Zango International. And I have with me today Dr. Carl Anderson that we're going to be conducting an interview with. And let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Anderson's credentials. He is a doctor of dental surgery. He has a master of science in periodontology, that is the study of gum disease, diplomatic of International Congress of Oral Implantology. He is an active member in the ADA, Academy of Oral Medicine, American Academy of Implant Dentistry. He has a very large practice in St. Paul devoted to sedative sleep dentistry and implant dentistry. Carl has lectured nationally and internationally, as well as practiced nationally and internationally in his field, and has been published in numerous dental journals. Now, the purpose of our interview this afternoon is to kind of get a dentist point of view about this remarkable product, the mangosteen, that is the botanical that's found in Southeast Asia. And we're going to be talking about this botanical, the efficacy of it, and what Dr. Anderson has experienced in his own practice with his patients and his personal observations. Additionally, we're going to be sharing some information on this interview about the phenomenal results that Dr. Anderson has seen in terms of growing the Zango business as well. So, Dr. Anderson, welcome to the interview.
Well, thanks a lot, Sherman. Glad to be here.
Well, Dr. Anderson, you've had some pretty interesting experiences, I understand. You might tell us a little bit about your initial reaction when you first learned about mangosteen and the possibilities of doing something with it. How did it strike you in the beginning?
Well, initially, Sherman, I'd have to say I was quite skeptic. I have, over the years, investigated and looked at many different naturopathic remedies or medications myself, actually for my own personal use. And a friend of mine introduced me to the mangosteen juice. I know him well enough where I said, well, I'll try it. If it works for me, great. But, you know, I'm certainly not interested in this as a business. I have a very large dental practice and a very large family, so a very busy person, and I really didn't see that I had the energy or the inclination to actually go out and build a mangosteen business. But personally, I started using the product for an injury that I had to my back 15 years previously. I have osteoarthritis in the lower spine. It's quite severe, and pain had become my daily companion. So I've gotten to the point where I was using Vioxx or Celebrex on virtually almost a daily basis just to get through the day. And one of the first things I saw was some scientific research alluding to the fact that the mangosteen juice is very rich in coxygenase 1 and 2 inhibitors. Just give you a little background, coxygenase 1 and 2 are necessary for the body to perceive and to produce prostaglandins, which then tell the body that you are in pain. And so this was an area that interested me, and I thought, well, if it could possibly hurt me, you know, benefit me from using the juice personally, I'll certainly try it. So I started out drinking, you know, 2 ounce dosage of mangosteen juice on a daily basis, and lo and behold, within a few days, I started noticing the effects. I started to read a little bit more material about the mangosteen juice. Dr. Templeman, Frederick Templeman, and a little booklet that he had, and published in 2003, made the statement, why would anyone use a drug to obtain some effect that can be found in a natural food substance? And that was basically my sentiments exactly. Mangosteen is a fruit, has no known side effects. Long-term usage of it has been documented. It's been used in Asia for hundreds of years, and so I thought, why not give it a whirl?
Well, let me just make a comment there, if I could, and that is with respect to the efficacy of the mangosteen. And as you point out, there are centuries of folklore documenting that. And in recent decades, substantial scientific studies in universities around the world. But while we're on the subject of talking about the efficacy and personal testimonials, let me just make an observation. This mangosteen juice is obviously a natural product. And as a natural product, it is neither approved nor disapproved by the Food and Drug Administration. In fact, it doesn't really come under their purview unless there are unwarranted claims made about it. And because of that, the company that we represent and we as individuals make no claims whatsoever in terms of any curative aspects of this, and I simply recommend to people try it. I think you might like the results. Now, does that mean we cannot talk about our personal testimonials? No, we can certainly do that.
Yes.
That's a First Amendment right. We can talk about the science behind it. Yes. That's published information. And publications have the right to publish the testimonials of others. But what we cannot do is to infer from those testimonials that you or anyone else will have similar benefits. They're kind of case-specific to those situations.
Yeah, exactly, Sherman. Of course, that was some of my initial concerns when I first using the product. But, you know, we had an article published in New England Journal talking about anti-inflammatory drugs, the NSAIDs, prescription and over-the-counter. And they include such things as Advil, Motrin, Aleve, aspirin, Celebrex, Vioxx. These drugs alone last year caused over 16,500 deaths in the United States. There was over 103,000 hospitalizations per year in the U.S., and that was a publication by Dr. Wolf in 1999.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, even the most innocent drugs that we're using on a daily basis in our practice have many known side effects, and some of those people that have suffered those side effects, you know, are possibly should be more aware of them. Of course, we try to tell people about major things, but there are the incidences are low, but yet if you're one of those people that have one of those incidences, you're in a lot of trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking just about anti-inflammatory drugs, isn't
just anti-inflammatory drugs, let alone antibiotics. I mean, there's a condition called exfoliative dermatitis. In fact, somebody we talked about a person today that had that phenomena. An antibiotic somehow causes an allergic reaction in the body, and the body perceives your skin, your epidermis, as a foreign body, and they exfoliate their skin.
Wow.
If it's not dealt with on a very timely basis, the person usually dies.
Carl, I wonder if we, before we get into some of the specific examples of the benefits you've seen, I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about your dental practice and what goes on in that practice and kind of the size of it and so on. Could you share that?
Well, I've been building a practice for the last 20 years up in this country. I've practiced outside the country and have done a lot of travel to Eastern Europe, where my wife is from Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've lectured over in Poland and Krakow at the university there on dental implantology. I was one of the first doctors in my area that really got heavily into the science of it and the practice of placing dental implants to replace missing teeth. I also was very somewhat of an innovator in the sense of, at the time I started doing sedative dentistry in our marketplace, there was virtually no other doctors that a patient could go to and get all forms of dentistry done while being put to sleep. Hmm. We've always had oral surgeons that can put people to sleep to take teeth out. We had periodontists, such as myself, that would put a person to sleep to do their gum surgery. But I lifted my limitation to the practice with the specific intent to be able to offer a place where someone could come and have all those procedures done in one setting or while being sedated. Because there is a very high population of our patients that are very phobic or anxious about dental treatment. And I'm glad to see now there are now a few other doctors joining me in our marketplace and starting to offer sedative dentistry.
And how many years now have you had your practice?
I became a dentist in actually 1981.
I see. Wow.
Yeah. So,
over 20 years now.
Yeah, over 20 years now, and I received my special degree in winter of 84 and 85.
Well, tell me, if you would, what process you went through to inform yourself from a scientific perspective that you could gain the confidence to feel comfortable with both your personal use and recommending this to others in terms of the mangosteen preparation.
Well, as I said initially, I was very skeptical, but I did see some of the initial studies that were done suggesting the inhibition of coxygenase, and that interested me for my own personal benefit, and my relief was virtually immediate. What I didn't anticipate was subtle effects that I had of increased stamina. I had improved sleep patterns. And these personal experiences led me on to an extensive scientific research of refereed published research on the mangosteen extract. And the way I did that, of course, I went to the database Medline, and there's also PubMed, and we have access as healthcare professionals, or virtually anybody possibly could gain access to them if they want to pay the fees to get onto those websites, or, of course, all universities around the world have access to that database. But it's a worldwide internet database of research articles. And so I punched in the word mangosteen. I punched in the word xanthones, xanthones being the active ingredients that exist in the mangosteen plant naturally. It was just amazing how much research was out there. Primarily, most of it was laboratory research, and there was a lot of animal studies. There was very little human studies available.
Well, it is kind of interesting to see, from what I gather talking to professionals, it may well be that the mangosteen is the most studied botanical in the history of mankind, and yet it remains unknown in the Western world and most other parts of the world. Obviously, in Southeast Asia, it's been used for hundreds of years, and there's a great body of folklore that talks about using it for dysentery, malaria, fevers, migraine headaches, rheumatism, arthritis, grinding up the rind to make poultices for skin conditions like eczema, psoriasis, and used for dental packs and pain, in fact, in Southeast Asia as well. But tell us a little bit about what's been your experience. You've told us about the prompt positive benefits you've received. Have you had occasion yet to recommend it to any of your patients?
Well, yeah, Sherman, the next step for me personally was that I was still being somewhat skeptical at that point. And like I say, I'm used to seeing double-blind human trials and studies. And, of course, with no need by the FDA because this is a food. It isn't a drug. They basically did not exist. So I still remain somewhat skeptical. And my personal experience extended to my immediate family and friends. My mother-in-law was the next person that was in essence, a guinea pig, Sherman. She's always had an uncontrolled insulin-dependent diabetic. She lives over in Poland. She can't afford, you know, virtually has difficulty affording her insulin. Mm-hmm. But we sent her over some of the product, and after 1 month usage, her doctor called my wife. My wife speaks Polish, of course. So the doctor called my wife to communicate with my wife what happened and what it is that we sent to her, because now all of a sudden her diabetes is under control. Her blood sugar levels were stable and at lower levels than he'd seen in 10 years. Hmm. And in fact, what he's done now is withdrawn the insulin totally. And that, of course, just reinforced what I was starting to believe myself, that I had a hold of something truly unique in this product. And then I actually went on a motorcycle trip to ride with a few friends down in Alabama. And when I got down there, I had a great friend of mine that's a nurse anesthetist, a healthcare professional himself. In fact, all day long, all he does is open heart surgery, Sherman. So he's around the medical community all the time. I got down there and I met him in the airport, and lo and behold, he was a bright red appearance. I mean, I thought he had actually been sunburned by that Alabama sun. Mm. And I said, geez, when did you get sunburned? He says, this isn't a sunburn. He says, this is being caused by cortical steroids. Hmm. I said, well, geez, what are you on cortical steroids for? He says, I'm on cortical steroids because of drug-induced hepatitis. I said, drug-induced hepatitis? How in the heck do you got drug-induced hepatitis? And he says, the darndest thing, I've got drug-induced hepatitis from the cardiac medications they got me on. Hmm. I said, well, when did you start on cardiac medications? He says, about a month ago, I had a little pain in my chest. He says, they put in a stent. Next thing I know, I'm on 10 cardiac medications. Mm-hmm. And he says, the cardiac medications started destroying my liver. I said, gee, well, James, I don't know. Some of the research I've been looking at, I believe this powerful anti-inflammatory effects that are found in the mangosteen plant, you know, the xanthones, the powerful anti-inflammatory effects, you know, would you be willing to try a natural product? I know you're maybe a little skeptical about it. It's not a medicine, per se. Would you mind if I ship you down some and you try it out? He says, sure. Mm-hmm. And so actually he called me very excited 2 weeks later. And, of course, what happened, his liver inflammation subsided. They withdrew the cortical steroids. His heart condition became better under control, his blood pressure and his rhythm. And his cholesterol became right into the normal ranges, and they started withdrawing some of the cardiac medications. And another side effect, again, he said, you know, I just feel younger. I feel the best I've felt in 10 years. He says,
wow.
Yeah, he says, send me some research. I want to see what you got. And so I actually started printing out many of those articles we talked about, and I sent him down a big package. And he called up about a week later and says, you know, this is really good stuff. Mm. I have a lot of friends like us that could use this. You know, what do I do? I says,
wow.
You're already doing it. And so he's actually he himself has been sharing it with a lot of his friends down there, and we're going to hear a lot of excitement coming out of
Alabama. Well, just imagine the cascade of events that might have continued had he continued down that.
Basically, he could have very easily died of drug-induced liver inflammation.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible.
See, traditional medicine, Sherman, can't help everyone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after a series of personal benefits that I saw amongst people I knew and friends, I started to become a little more easy. In fact, I talked to a good friend of mine, Dr. Armando de Guzman, mm-hmm. who I found out was in this business, and mm-hmm. he himself is a surgeon in Arizona, very well known. Mm-hmm. And I said, Doc, how do you do this? I mean, I didn't want to, you know, say to patients, I'm prescribing a juice for you, but, mm-hmm. you know, why not try it? You know, mm-hmm. is there anything wrong with suggesting that to patients? And Dr. De Guzman gave me some great information on how to share that with mm-hmm. with patients. Mm-hmm. And basically, I just allowed some of the information to be around the office, some of the research and some of the books that Dr. Templeman has written, excellent books that are very written for lay public and very easy to understand, and show some of the scientific research that's behind this product. And people started asking me if they could try it. One patient came into my office, and here's a case of traditional medicine. She had came in with a file probably over 2 inches thick, Sherman, of medical reports, oral reports, biopsy reports, and she was in virtually in tears. She was of Asian descent, probably 50 years old, and for a history of 10 years, she'd been suffering from a condition known as erosive lichen planus. Mm-hmm. Now, erosive lichen planus is an autoimmune disorder. It's your own body destroying itself. You know, it's sending blood cells in to eat up, basically, your own tissue, in essence. We don't really understand the total cause of it, and we certainly don't know how to treat it mm-hmm. or cure it. But it appeared like somebody had taken a sharp wire brush, Sherman, if you can imagine this, and just scrubbed the entire inside of the mouth. Not only the gums and the teeth and the tongue, but how about the sides of your mouth, you know, and just scrubbed them severely with a wire brush. I mean, it was just bleeding, ulcerative, just one big open wound. Okay?
Wow.
Can you imagine that? Mm. I said, how do you eat? And she says, I don't. I eat through, you know, I drink through a straw. Mm. And I says, you can't even eat food? And she says, no. Tissue was this bright fiery red. It was inflamed. And anyway, as I was going through these reports, I find one from the Mayo Clinic. Well, of course, we have the Mayo Clinic not too many miles from our city.
Right.
And I'm looking at this report from Mayo Clinic, diagnosis of erosive lichen planus. I said, well, surely Mayo Clinic must have had something that they suggested for you for this. Mm-hmm. And she says, the only thing that they suggested is when it gets bad enough, they'll put me on long-term cortical steroid therapy. And, you know, either Mouthrinse form in combination with systemic. And she says, I looked that up and I realized that that might be more harmful than what this is doing to me now, which is sort of true. I mean, unfortunately, there are a lot of side effects to long-term cortical steroid therapy, Sherman, and it carries tremendous risk, and side effects from cortical steroids can be quite extensive. So this was a case where, actually being of Vietnamese origin, I just showed her a picture of the fruit. And I said, do you recognize this fruit? And she called it mankut. She says, mankut. You know, my grandfather used to use that. And I said, there's a juice being made. I said, I'm not going to prescribe it for you. I can only suggest you try it. I don't want money. I just want you to try it. I don't have anything else I can offer you. And she actually she went home with instructions to gently rinse it around her mouth, and then swallow 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces at night. And Sherman, she came back in after the first week, and she says she had started feeling the best she's felt in a long time. And there was drastic improvements. Some of the oral lesions and the open wounds were healing. And so I did the next best thing I could do was say, well, try another bottle. I'll have you back in a week. I mean, I'm just stalling for time because I really don't have any answer for this woman. And I actually have been following her now for over 6 weeks. At the sixth week, she came in, and finally the inflammation in her mouth was totally subsided. Her gums were still red, but they weren't bleeding anymore. They weren't. It wasn't an exacerbation. She was through this severe time period for herself, and she could now start brushing her teeth, and I could start manually cleaning her teeth off, Sherman, and getting some of the calculus and the bacteria that had been in her mouth for so long from not even brushing her teeth. And, of course, then that also created a healing response. Anyway, she was so excited about it, the compound, that I just finally said, well, I can have you talk to one of my office staff. They can show you how you can order this product wholesale, and we certainly are welcome to try to get you access to this product. And so she's very happy. She's, like I say, the best she's felt in 10 years. It's the only one that ever gave her any sort of answer to this. Now, of course, I'm following her up on a very close regimented recall, and I'll be seeing her probably next week, and hopefully we'll take some finalized photos of the healed mouth. Wow. Yeah, I've got before and after pictures on this one. So
now, this condition, you say, persisted for 10 years?
For 10 years, yes.
My goodness.
Yeah. At one point, Sherman, I thought she was very heavy wearing rouge makeup on her cheeks, because the inflammation from the inside was obviously showing up on the outside of her cheeks.
Wow.
And the last time I saw her, the rouge wasn't there, or I thought it was rouge. Mm-hmm. And I asked her about it, and she says, no, I never wear makeup. Mm-hmm. So all this time I was thinking she was just really heavy rouge on the outside of her cheeks, and that was actually the inside of her mouth and inflammation in her cheeks showing up.
Well, that's simply an amazing story. I mean, imagine what that's worth to that lady.
She's very, very excited about the product, and she's sharing it with a lot of her friends now.
Interesting.
Yeah. A lot of people in the Asian community know this fruit if they see it visually. They just didn't know that it could become available here in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, that's fascinating. As you know, the whole fruit cannot be imported into the United States, but in a processed form. This is the first time it's been taken to the world, actually. Which makes it possible to share with people like that. Do you have any other particular examples that you might want to talk about?
I've practiced implant dentistry long enough to also see some problems occasionally with implants. I mean, people have a dental implant placed, and you know, the inflammation process or the gum disease that can start on an implant is a little different mechanism than the gum disease that starts on a tooth. And bacteria adhere to an implant differently than it does to a tooth. It may not even be the same group of bacteria. We don't know all the answers yet in that area. But a very exciting area of dental research right now in treating gum disease, which, you know, some people think, well, so what? Gum disease is not a big deal. Well, no, now we know from the medical research that gum disease is a big deal. Mm-hmm. In fact, we heard from Dr. Templeman today. You carry a 5 to 7 times higher risk if you've got gum disease in your mouth of having a cardiovascular accident or a cerebral vascular accident, or a heart attack. Mm. And so, you know, I am beyond just the old days of just treating teeth or just treating the gums around a tooth. We have to look at the whole body, see? Mm-hmm. And I'm very careful, of course. I'm not a doctor, an MD. I'm a doctor of medicine. So I cannot treat medical conditions, and that's not what I'm doing or even advocating. Mm-hmm. But certainly if there's a powerful xanthones with antioxidant juice out there in a natural form that cannot harm anybody, my opinion is, why not allow the body to get in the best health it can get? Mm-hmm. And quite often I think we can optimize some of the medications that are even on and then receive a mutual benefit for the betterment of the patient, which is, if we can increase their immune host response, we can get a lot better response from therapies. Mm-hmm. In areas where I've seen this work tremendously is in an area of an implant where, you know, I don't know, the patient seems to be taking care of it real well. Doesn't seem to be a lot of oral bacteria in their mouth. It appears that they're doing good oral hygiene, but yeah, we've got an inflammatory response between the tissue and the implant. Mm-hmm. Peri-implantitis. We're going to eventually have that implant fail or lose that implant. And specifically in a couple cases, I've had patients gently rinse with the product because it does have antimicrobial effects. That is in the literature.
Right.
I've had them rinsed in the mouth gently with the product and then swallow. Okay. And now there are other products out there I can have them, antimicrobials I can have them rinsed with, but they can't swallow it and get the systemic benefit of boosting the immune system. Mm-hmm. But I believe what I'm seeing is a modulation of the host response, and thereby have seen this peri-implantitis stop within 1 week.
Wow.
That's very exciting. And that's a lot of research in that area right now. And the benefits of modifying that, you know, is there's tremendous amount of money and research going on in that area. And there are some drugs that they've come out with to help modulate the host response to periodontal pathogens or to the bacteria that cause periodontal problems. Mm-hmm. And the unfortunate part is, there again, now that they've got drugs to treat, you know, one of those patients, drugs quite often have side effects. Mm-hmm. And some of the side effects of just, there again, a very, you know, innocent little antibiotic type compound or anti-enzymatic type compound that is out there. It's approved by the FDA. But if you read the list of side effects, it goes from, you know, all sorts of possible problems, especially in the female population. You know, a pregnant woman, for instance, taking this drug could have a lot of challenges, right up to deformity of the fetus.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Well, Carl, I know that you've gone from your initial contact with this, from being an extreme skeptic to personal use, and now family members and now patients that are seeing pretty dramatic results. And of course, that kind of leads us to a discussion, if you will, about the company that has really taken this product to the world. This remarkable botanical known as the mangosteen had been used almost exclusively in Southeast Asia and other tropical climates where it can grow, but it had only been sold in the local fruit markets there, and it couldn't really be taken to the rest of the world. And then came along this company a little over a year ago by the name of Zango, and in conjunction with a 70-year-old multi-billion-dollar company based in Heidelberg, Germany, by the name of Wild Flavors. They, of course, have teamed up in a partnership to bring this functional health beverage to the world and created a functional health beverage around the mangosteen fruit. Of course, they've used the tried and proven technique and method of referral marketing or network marketing, word-of-mouth marketing, to get the word out. And I understand that, again, initially, when this was called to your attention, you were skeptical. But as the information and knowledge has increased and experience, you've had some pretty outstanding success, I understand, in building a Zango business as well.
Yes. You know, of course, the business hasn't been built off of basically my patients, although I have many patients that have had experience in network marketing. I have many patients that are interested in a business of their own. And so with some of those patients, which may or may not have been one of the original people that have actually been used the product on because they happen to be more healthy individuals and didn't seem like they necessarily needed the product. But I've shared the opportunity now with a few of them, and I was a little bit slow at first of picking up the ball on that because, like I say, I had to feel fairly comfortable that this was a reasonable product and a reasonable company behind the product. But a good friend had showed me the product, was also doing it as a business. In fact, they invited me to come to a meeting. Sherm, I think it was the first time I met you. And you and Dr. Frederick Templeman were lecturing, and that was, I believe, is right around Thanksgiving or a little before Thanksgiving, November of this last year. And so at that meeting, I made a decision that this is pretty valid, and I better start looking to do something with it. So,
as a healthcare professional, did your, you might say, the issue of the non-passive nature of your income stream influence your decision here? Because I know many, well, Dr. De Guzman is a good example. He suffered a very serious biking accident that almost resulted in him becoming a quadriplegic and recognized how vulnerable he was, could not work for 5 months and so on. But that's kind of the case with professionals generally. If they have a stroke, a heart attack, their careers can really be wiped out immediately.
Yeah. Well, Sherman, you know, it's a funny thing. Some people say they wonder why I ride Harley-Davidsons or ride motorcycles, and I like to ride, and I like to ride fast.
Right.
But, you know, when most motorcycle accidents end up in death. So, you know, I'm not afraid of the death. What I am afraid of is disability.
Exactly.
And I do not roller skate. One reason I don't roller skate is I don't want to pop that wrist.
Yeah.
If I have a little accident with my hand, my right hand, for instance, I'm out of business for at least a few months. You know, the kind of practices that we develop, you know, the overhead that we have is so tremendous, and the equipment expenditure is so tremendous that basically I don't roller skate with my grandchildren. You know, I did with some of my older children when they were first growing up, but that was actually before I was a dentist, so.
We're finding, my experiences around the country, that there's just a remarkable number of health professionals that are involved with Zango, ranging from medical doctors, surgeons, general practitioners, registered nurses, massage therapists, dentists, and the list simply goes on. And in fact, I think it's the highest concentration of health professionals I've ever seen in this industry. But tell us how you feel about the business associated with the introduction of the mangosteen preparation and how you feel about your future involvement in that regard.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of these things that have come around previously, Sherman, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of hard science on it. It was just something somebody concocted, some magic potion, and they said it does this, and a whole bunch of people seem to get excited about it. And mm-hmm. there's certainly, you know, there's possibly a placebo effect even with the mangosteen extract. Mm-hmm. Although, over a period of years and with research that actually backs up some of the exact effects that we see, you have to start, you know, a little more than placebo going on there. And so I started seeing that effect. And, you know, I'm certainly not against having another income stream. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I say, it's a good insurance in the long run for me. Mm-hmm. So that's what I started also seeing in the amount of, there again, medical professionals in this. I started to realize, you know, I can't be the only one that that's starting to see a positive effect here. And, you know, what stimulated a lot also is I have more and more patients coming in, Sherman, that, mm-hmm. that are looking themselves. They are out there looking at alternative medicines. Right. They're out there scanning the internet. I think the internet has been probably very, very instrumental in that change. Mm-hmm. I'm coming in with an educated patient that is concerned about the mercury content of their fillings. I'm coming in with patients that are concerned about fluoride ingestion. You know, asking tough questions of mm-hmm. us. That as professionals, if we don't start understanding where those questions are coming from and start understanding the real nature of the population. I mean, I'm also in a business. I mean, if mm-hmm. I don't turn a profit, I'm out of business as much as I want to be a helping healthcare professional. So mm-hmm. I had to look at it from a business perspective, too, that patients are asking me for a lot of times yes. for these alternatives. And so this just gives me a possibility to offer them an alternative mm-hmm. to some of those commonly prescribed medications that I use.
Yes. Well, there is no doubt that the health and wellness revolution is certainly happening around us. In fact, there's a book written with that title by Paul Zane Pilser that talks about this industry going from a $200 billion a year industry to a $1 trillion a year yep. industry over the next 8 years. Mm-hmm. And this product would seem to be at the right place at the right time to catch that wave.
Yeah, yeah. And I've seen network marketing industry previously. I've been around people that have done these kinds of businesses over a period of years. And, you know, I just started realizing I didn't want to miss the wave on this one.
Well, Carl, just in kind of summarizing and wrapping up here, what have you seen as far as this company, Zango, in your not only your personal research about the scientific aspects of mangosteen, but what led you to have enough confidence in this company to recommend it to your peers, your patients, colleagues, et cetera?
Well, I think a lot, too, Sherman, you have to, like you say, go around and look at the company, look at the leadership, look at the management, look at the quality control, and you got to kick the tires a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with Wild providing a lot of the processing and a lot of the backing mm-hmm. around the company and the management team, you know, Gary Hollister, for instance, who happens to be a Minnesota person or yeah. was for quite a while.
That's right.
We just left him this weekend. I mean, the quality of people that are involved in this organization also impressed me, and they're very accessible. I mean, I think one time I called you and mm-hmm. we talked to, was it Joe Morton?
Yes.
And spoke to him about this business and what's happening internationally.
Yes.
Because I've done a lot of traveling internationally and like to help people in some of these countries I've been in. That aspect interested me. And hearing what he said, which was just confirmation, basically, of what I already knew, but mm-hmm. knowing that at a corporate level, there's somebody that understands that, you mm-hmm. know, they understand cultural differences, they understand the complexities of some of these governments, that was sort of refreshing to at least get confirmation that he knew what he was talking about.
Well, indeed, I kind of refer to it as the dream team of management, the best mm-hmm. I've seen in certainly 20 years that I've been involved with the industry.
Yeah.
Carl, your comments today are going to be very helpful, I think, mm-hmm. to a lot of people that will listen to this audio cassette mm-hmm. recording. And I would simply say to those that are listening on an audio or CD to get with the individual that thought enough of them to provide this recorded message to them. Thank them for doing so. And if you see here what Carl and I do, you might want to ask that individual to assist you in the enrollment process and become a wholesale consumer of the mangosteen preparation, as well as being involved in the business opportunity as well. Now, before we wrap up, Carl, or anything else you want to say in closing?
Well, Sherman, I'm just really excited about my future and the future of this company. Mm-hmm. And like I say, we made that decision in November to go ahead and get on with this thing. And in 1 month, we put a whole lot of people into the organization. And we're just extremely excited, and I'm extremely excited about my associates in this business. have a great friend, Richard O'Brien, who is actually a premier in the Zango business, and he kept trying to tell me, but I was a little stubborn to listen to him.
Well, it's pretty remarkable what you and your team accomplished when you decided to go to work, going from a 5K distributor in to Premier in 1 month. It was just kind of unprecedented, certainly in our organization. We congratulate you for that, and we're looking forward to a long, mutually beneficial relationship that's going to help a lot of folks, and in the process might help us a little bit too.
That's it.
So with that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your kind attention, listening to this recorded message, and we look forward to visiting with you in the future.
If you see the opportunity that Mr. Unkifer has presented, please contact the person who gave you this tape so that you can join the Zango team and begin to build your Zango organization. For important information on the fastest way to begin your Zango journey, you'll want to use a simple yet proven successful track to follow by using the tape entitled, How to Build Your Zango Business Using the Magic Wand System.